Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at the Economy SEA 2025 report. That's the one from Google, Temasek, and Bain. And our goal really is to give you a clear view on what's driving the digital economy in Southeast Asia. That's ASEAN, as we'll call it today.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're tracking growth anywhere globally, ASEAN is critical. The digital economy there is just incredibly strong. It's actually on a solid path to blow past $300 billion in gross merchandise value. That's, what, 1.5 times the original forecast from 10 years back?
Wow.
Yeah, and you've got steady GMV and revenue growth holding about 15% year over year. Pretty impressive stuff.
Okay, so let's unpack that growth a bit. If things are moving that fast, what's the main engine in e-commerce specifically? Where's the sort of biggest disruption happening right now?
The big story. It's got to be video commerce, no question. The wider market, yeah, it's consolidating somewhat. But the platform's really leaning into live shopping, short video content. They're seeing a serious growth advantage. Just look at the projection. Yeah. Video commerce is expected to grab, get this, 25% of total e-commerce GMV by 2025.
25%?
Yeah. And that's up from, like, less than 5% just back in 2022. So, well, it's explosive growth.
That is explosive. But, okay, how does that actually work? The report suggests it's more about volume than value, right? Transaction volumes are surging 50% year over year. So that's the shoppertainment idea really taking off.
Exactly.
But hang on. If the average order value is, well, pretty low, like $6 or $7 for video commerce versus maybe $11, $13 for regular e-commerce, how do they even make that work? The logistics fulfillment on such small ticket sales seems tough.
It is disruptive, you're right. But that low average value is kind of balanced out by the sheer frequency. And that frequency is built on trust. You see, the creator economy is changing. It's not just mega influencers anymore. You have all these news, these micro influencers. They feel more authentic, more local.
Right, more relatable maybe.
Precisely. And crucially, it's tied to the live format. The report actually says 80% of the best-selling products pop up in live streams. That real-time interaction, that's the key. It unlocks the volume.
Okay, so live video gets eyeballs, builds trust, drives volume, but maybe not huge individual sales. So the next question is monetization, right? How are businesses making money off this attention beyond that initial, maybe low-value sale? This is where it gets really interesting, I think.
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing two really big shifts happening together. First, AI. It's become central to how people shop now. Something like 62% of consumers in Southeast Asia say AI features, you know, like super personalized product suggestions, have actually influenced what they bought.
So AI isn't just a gimmick, it's driving actual sales.
It's core now. It boosts conversion. It's the new standard, really. And second, you've got retail media networks, RMNs.
Yeah.
These are picking up serious steam.
RMNs, remind us quickly.
Sure. Basically, they're ad platforms run by the retailers or marketplaces themselves.
Yeah.
Think sponsored products you see right there on the site or banner ads. And because the whole ecosystem is pushing monetization, this RMN market is booming, heading towards $3 billion. It's this interesting mix of brand advertising and trade marketing, all happening in these big dominant marketplaces you find in ASEAN. They control the customer and the data.
Got it. So massive growth driven by video and sheer transaction numbers. Then you layer on AI for personalization and these internal ad networks, the RMNs, to capture more value.
That's the picture. And stepping back, you know, the ASEAN digital economy has delivered just unprecedented returns. We're talking an 11.2 times revenue jump in just a decade. And now that future growth, it really hinges on these powerful catalysts, especially how quickly AI continues to be adopted.
So thinking about the next decade, it sounds like it won't just be about the tech itself, like even more advanced AI. There's this other factor, the wild card, as the report puts it, regulation.
Exactly. And that leads to the really big question, maybe the most important one for you, the listener, to think about. You've got over 60% of all transactions happening digitally now. The whole digital economy is pushing past $300 billion. Mm-hmm. So how is that fragmented regulatory landscape across all the different countries in ASEAN going to play out? Will it unlock the potential of this AI-driven commerce, or will it actually hold it back? That framework, that's what could define who wins the next phase.